Bhutan has sold $152 million in Bitcoin this year, and its sovereign stack is down 66%. The Kingdom of Bhutan, a country of 770,000 people wedged between China and India, has quietly become one of the largest sovereign Bitcoin sellers of 2026. According to Arkham Intelligence data reported by Wu Blockchain, the Bhutanese government has net sold approximately $152 million in BTC this year, reducing its holdings by roughly 1,700 BTC in recent weeks alone. As of March 28, 2026, BTC trades at $66,400, down 3.4% over 24 hours and 6.2% over the past week, with the Fear and Greed Index sitting at 24. From 13,000 BTC to 4,453 BTC, Bhutan's Bitcoin stack, accumulated over years of state-run hydroelectric mining, peaked at approximately 13,000 BTC in late 2024, worth about $188 billion at the time. That stack has since fallen to 4,453 BTC, valued at roughly $315 million at current prices. The decline represents a 66% reduction in coin holdings. The sell-off has accelerated sharply in March. In a single week, Druk Holding and Investments, the government's commercial arm that oversees Bitcoin operations, moved approximately $72 million worth of BTC. The largest single transfer of the year was 595.8 BTC worth $44.4 million. On March 26, another 519.7 BTC worth $36.75 million followed. The pattern shows escalation. January and February transfers ranged from $5 million to $15 million each. March transactions jumped into the $35 million to $45 million bracket. The OTC pipeline to Singapore Bhutan is not dumping coins on spot exchanges. Arkham data shows Singapore-based trading firm QCP Capital as a primary counterparty, receiving three separate transfers totaling approximately $16.6 million in 2026. The structured flow suggests a formalized, over-the-counter distribution arrangement designed to minimize market impact. Other transfers have been traced to Binance-linked wallets, but the QCP relationship appears to be the anchor of Bhutan's liquidation strategy. The Gelefu pledge that no longer adds up. In December, Bhutan unveiled its Bitcoin development pledge, committing up to 10,000 BTC to fund Gelefu Mindfulness City, a special administrative region designed as a global hub for sustainable innovation. At December prices, that commitment was worth approximately $860 million. The math no longer works. With 4,453 BTC remaining, the government holds fewer than half the coins it pledged. Fulfilling the original commitment would require reversing the entire drawdown and acquiring thousands of additional coins beyond current inventory. Compounding the problem, Arkham data suggests virtually no fresh Bitcoin has entered Bhutan's wallets from mining activities in recent months. The country operates six mining facilities powered by its 3.5 gigawatt hydroelectric capacity, which during monsoon season produces far more electricity than the domestic population needs. But post-halving economics appear to have reduced or suspended active mining output, cutting off the supply side just as the sell side accelerates. Near zero cost basis, massive profit margins. Unlike Strategy, which holds 76% of all corporate Bitcoin acquired at varying market prices, Bhutan mined its stack using surplus hydroelectric power at near zero marginal cost. Every dollar of the $152 million sold this year is essentially profit. That cost basis advantage means Bhutan's sell-off is not a distressed liquidation. At $66,000 per BTC, the government is monetizing an asset that cost almost nothing to produce. The question is whether the rate of selling, accelerating into a market where BTC is down 6% weekly and fear dominates sentiment, reflects urgency from the Gelefu project timeline or simply opportunistic treasury management. The contrast with other sovereign holders is stark. El Salvador, which holds roughly 6,100 BTC, has continued accumulating through its daily purchase program. The U.S. government holds seized Bitcoin, but has not signaled any strategic intent to sell. Bhutan stands alone as a nation-state, actively drawing down a mined reserve. What 4,453 BTC means for Bhutan? At current prices, Bhutan's remaining 4,453 BTC is worth approximately $315 million. For context, Bhutan's GDP was approximately $2.8 billion in 2024. The remaining Bitcoin stack represents roughly 11% of national GDP, still a significant position by any sovereign standard. If BTC recovers to its late 2024 highs near $100,000, the remaining stack would be worth approximately $445 million. If the sell-off continues at the March pace of $72 million per week, the entire reserve could be depleted within a month. The Gelefu Mindfulness City project, meant to be Bhutan's bridge between crypto infrastructure and sustainable development, now depends on either a Bitcoin price surge that makes fewer coins worth more, or a fundamental rethinking of the 10,000 BTC commitment.